One topic before the Virginia Food Safety Task Force was the recent crackdown on a farming operation. Matt Ettinger with the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services described practices by the owner that could trigger a gag reflex. Ettinger says this producer likely didn't know about existing protocols, such as registering with the FDA, installing sinks, potable water, and necessary equipment, and separating toxins from consumable products. He says this is not typical, but he's seeing more of it.
It's occurring a lot more now than I think it did in the past because so many people are looking for ways to raise money in hard economic times. We have a lot of businesses that are opening, people trying new things. You know, I'll open a small home-based food operation. I'll open a small winery, etc.
Ettinger says the FDA may decide to enact tougher rules. Yet there's still that occasional entrepreneur who takes his backyard wares to the local farmers market to bypass regulators. He adds that they're there monitoring and testing to protect the public, but it never hurts to wash, refrigerate, or thoroughly cook foods bought from third-party vendors. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.